Chapter 2. The Bible, a book from God. Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question. Why is the Bible an exciting gift from God? How do you feel when a friend surprises you with a gift? You can't wait to open it, and you are happy that your friend thought of you. You thank him for it. The Bible is a gift from God. It gives us information that we can't find anywhere else. For example, it tells us that God created the heavens, the earth, and the first man and woman. It gives us principles that can help us when we have problems. In the Bible, we learn how God will accomplish His purpose to make the earth a better place. The Bible is such an exciting gift. Paragraph 3. Question. What will you learn as you study the Bible? As you study the Bible, you will discover that God wants you to be His friend. The more you learn about Him, the closer your friendship with Him will become. Paragraph 4. Question. What impresses you about the Bible? The Bible has been translated into about 2,600 languages, and billions of copies have been printed. More than 90% of the people in the world can read the Bible in their own language. And each week, more than a million people get a Bible. Yes, there is no other book like the Bible. Paragraph 5. Question. Why can we say that the Bible is inspired of God? The Bible is inspired of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 reads, "All Scripture is inspired of God and beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for setting things straight, for disciplining in righteousness." But some may think, "The Bible was written by men, so how can it be from God?" The Bible answers, "Men spoke from God as they were moved or guided by Holy Spirit." 2 Peter 1:21. This is similar to a businessman telling his secretary to write a letter. Who is the author of the letter? It is the businessman, not the secretary. In the same way, the author of the Bible is God, not the men he used to write it. God guided them to write His thoughts. The Bible really is the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:13.
End note 2. The Bible is inspired of God. The author of the Bible is God, but He used men to write it. This is similar to a businessman telling his secretary to write a letter that contains his ideas. God used His Holy Spirit to guide the Bible writers to record His thoughts. God's Spirit guided them in various ways, sometimes causing them to see visions or have dreams that they would then write down. End of end note.
The Bible is accurate. Paragraphs 6 and 7. Question. Why can we say that the Bible is harmonious? It took more than 1,600 years to write the Bible. Its writers lived at different times. Some were well-educated, and others were not. For example, one was a doctor. Others were farmers, fishermen, shepherds, prophets, judges, and kings. Even though there were different writers, all parts of the Bible agree. It doesn't say one thing in one chapter and the opposite in another. The footnote reads, "Some people say that the Bible is not harmonious, but that is not true." End of footnote. The first chapters of the Bible explain how the world's problems started, and the last chapters tell us how God will solve those problems by making the earth a paradise. The Bible covers thousands of years of human history and shows that God's purpose is always accomplished. Paragraph 8. Give examples that show the scientific accuracy of the Bible. The Bible wasn't written to teach science or to be a school textbook, but what it says about scientific matters is always accurate. That is what we would expect of a book that comes from God. For example, the book of Leviticus contains God's instructions on ways the Israelites could stop disease from spreading. This was written long before people knew how bacteria and viruses cause disease. The Bible also correctly teaches that the earth hangs on nothing. And when most people believed that the earth was flat, the Bible said that it was round. Paragraph 9, question. What does the honesty of the Bible writers help us to understand? When the Bible talks about history, it is always accurate. But many history books are not completely accurate because the writers were not honest. For example, they did not always write about the times their nation was defeated in battle. Instead, Bible writers were honest even when Israel was defeated. They also wrote about their own mistakes. For example, in the book of Numbers, Moses tells us that he made a serious mistake and that God had to discipline him for it. The honesty of Bible writers shows that the Bible comes from God. This means that we can trust the Bible. A book full of good advice. Paragraph 10, question. Why is the Bible's advice helpful for us today? The Bible is inspired of God and beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for setting things straight. 2 Timothy 3:16. Yes, the Bible's advice is helpful for us today. Jehovah knows how we are made, so He understands how we think and feel. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And He wants us to be happy. He knows what is good for us and what is bad for us. Paragraphs 11 and 12, question A. What good advice did Jesus give in Matthew chapters 5 to 7? Question B. What else can we learn from the Bible? In Matthew chapters 5 to 7, we read very good advice that Jesus gave on how to be happy, how to get along with others, how to pray, and how to view money. Although He gave this advice 2,000 years ago, it is just as powerful and helpful today. In the Bible, Jehovah also teaches us principles that help us to have a better family life, to be good workers, and to live in peace with others. Bible principles can always help us, no matter who we are, where we live, or what problems we have. Isaiah 48:17 reads, "This is what Jehovah says, your repurchaser, the Holy One of Israel. I, Jehovah, am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself, the one guiding you in the way you should walk."
Endnote 3. Principles. These are teachings in the Bible that explain a basic truth. For example, the principle, "Bad associations spoil useful habits," teaches us that we are affected for good or for bad by the people with whom we associate. 1 Corinthians 15:33. And the principle, "Whatever a person is sowing, this he will also reap," teaches us that we cannot escape the results of our actions. Galatians 6:7. End of endnote.
You can trust Bible prophecy. Paragraph 13, question. What did Isaiah say would happen to the city of Babylon? Many Bible prophecies have already come true. For example, Isaiah prophesied that Babylon would be destroyed. He described exactly how the city would be defeated. The city was protected by large gates and a river. But Isaiah foretold that the river would be dried up and the gates left open. The attackers would take the city without a battle. Isaiah even prophesied that a man named Cyrus would defeat Babylon. Isaiah 44:27-45:2 reads, "The one saying to the deep waters, 'Be evaporated, and I will dry up all your rivers,' The one saying of Cyrus, "He is my shepherd, and he will completely carry out all my will." The one saying of Jerusalem, "She will be rebuilt," and of the temple, "Your foundation will be laid." This is what Jehovah says to his anointed one, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have taken hold of, to subdue nations before him, to disarm kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. Before you I will go, and the hills I will level. The copper doors I will break in pieces, and the iron bars I will cut down.
Endnote 4. Prophecy. This is a message from God. It could be an explanation of God's will, a moral teaching, a command, or a judgment. It can also be a message about something that will happen in the future. There are many prophecies in the Bible that have already come true. End of endnote.
Paragraphs 14 and 15, question: How did Isaiah's prophecy come true? 200 years after the prophecy was written, an army arrived, ready to attack Babylon. Who was leading the army? Just as the prophecy said, it was Cyrus, the king of Persia. Everything was set for the rest of the prophecy to come true. On the night of the attack, the Babylonians were having a feast. They felt safe because they were protected by massive walls and a river. Outside the city, Cyrus and his army dug a channel to lower the level of the river water. The water level went down enough for the Persian soldiers to walk through it. But how would the army get past Babylon's walls? Just as the prophecy said, the city gates were left open, so the soldiers took the city without a battle. Paragraph 16, question A. What did Isaiah prophesy about the future of Babylon? Question B. How do we know that Isaiah's prophecy came true? Isaiah prophesied that eventually no one would ever live in Babylon again. He wrote, "She will never be inhabited, nor will she be a place to reside or live in throughout all generations." Isaiah 13:20. Did that come true? In the place where Babylon used to be, about 50 miles south of Baghdad, Iraq, there are just ruins. Even today, no one lives there. Jehovah swept Babylon with the broom of annihilation or destruction. Isaiah 14:22 and 23. Paragraph 17, question: Why can we trust all of God's promises? The fact that so many Bible prophecies have already come true means that we can trust what the Bible says about the future. We can be sure that Jehovah will keep his promise to make the earth a paradise. Numbers 23:19 reads, "God is not a mere man who tells lies, nor a son of man who changes his mind. When he says something, will he not do it? When he speaks, will he not carry it out?" Yes, we have the hope of everlasting life that God, who cannot lie, promised long ago. Titus 1:2. The footnote reads, "The destruction of Babylon is just one Bible prophecy that came true." You can find information on prophecies about Jesus Christ in Endnote 5. End of footnote.
Endnote 5. Prophecies about the Messiah. Jesus is the one who fulfilled the many Bible prophecies about the Messiah. Prophecies about the Messiah. Event: Born of the tribe of Judah. Prophecy: Genesis 49:10. Fulfillment: Luke 3:23-33. Event: Born of a virgin. Prophecy: Isaiah 7:14. Fulfillment: Matthew 1:18-25. Event: A descendant of King David. Prophecy: Isaiah 9:7. Fulfillment. Matthew 1:1 and 6-17. Event. Jehovah declared Jesus to be his son. Prophecy. Psalm 2:7. Fulfillment. Matthew 3:17. Event. Many people did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. Prophecy. Isaiah 53:1. Fulfillment. John 12:37 and 38. Event. Entered Jerusalem riding a donkey. Prophecy. Zechariah 9:9. Fulfillment. Matthew 21:1 through 9. Event. Betrayed by a close friend. Prophecy. Psalm 41:9. Fulfillment. John 13:18 and 21 through 30. Event. Betrayed for 30 silver pieces. Prophecy. Zechariah 11:12. Fulfillment. Matthew 26:14 through 16. Event. Silent when he was accused. Prophecy. Isaiah 53:7. Fulfillment. Matthew 27:11 through 14. Event. Lots were cast for his garments. Prophecy. Psalm 22:18. Fulfillment. Matthew 27:35. Event. Mocked while on the stake. Prophecy. Psalm 22:7 and 8. Fulfillment. Matthew 27:39 through 43. Event. None of his bones broken. Prophecy. Psalm 34:20. Fulfillment. John 19:33 and 36. Event. Buried with the rich. Prophecy. Isaiah 53:9. Fulfillment. Matthew 27:57 through 60. Event. His resurrection. Prophecy. Psalm 16:10. Fulfillment. Acts 2:24 and 27. Event. Resurrected to heaven to be at God's right hand. Prophecy. Psalm 110:1. Fulfillment. Acts 7:55 and 56. End of endnote.
The Bible can change your life. Paragraph 18. Question. How does Paul describe the Word of God? We have learned that there is no other book like the Bible. It is harmonious, and when it talks about scientific or historical matters, it is always accurate. It also gives us good advice and contains many prophecies that have already come true. But the Bible does even more than that. The Apostle Paul wrote, "The Word of God is alive and exerts power." What does that mean? Hebrews 4:12 reads, "For the word of God is alive and exerts power and is sharper than any two-edged sword and pierces even to the dividing of soul and spirit and of joints from the marrow and is able to discern thoughts and intentions of the heart." Paragraphs 19 and 20, question A, how can the Bible help you to know who you are? Question B, how can you show that you are thankful for the gift of the Bible? The Bible can change your life. It can help you to know who you really are. It can help you to understand your deepest thoughts and feelings. For example, we may think that we love God, but to prove that we love Him, we need to apply what the Bible says. The Bible truly is a book from God. He wants you to read it, study it, and love it. Be thankful for this gift and keep studying it. Then you will understand God's purpose for humans. In the next chapter, we will learn more about this purpose. Summary. Truth 1. The Bible is from God. All Scripture is inspired of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. How is the Bible different from any other book? The Bible has been translated into about 2,600 languages, and billions of copies have been printed. It gives us information that we cannot find anywhere else. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. The author of the Bible is God. 2 Peter 1:21. God guided men to express His thoughts. Truth 2. The Bible is a book of prophecy. God cannot lie. Titus 1:2. Why can you trust the Bible? Isaiah 44:27 through 45:2. Hundreds of years before it happened, the Bible prophesied how Babylon would be conquered. 2 Timothy 3:1 through 5. Bible prophecies are being fulfilled now. Numbers 23:19. We can trust what the Bible says about the future. Truth 3. The Bible is designed to help you. I, Jehovah, am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself. Isaiah 48:17. What have you learned about the Bible? Job 26:7 and Isaiah 40:22. What the Bible says about scientific matters is accurate. Numbers 20, verses 2 through 12. Bible writers were honest. Matthew 5 through 7. Jesus gave us advice on how to be happy, how to get along with others, how to pray, and how to view money. Truth 4. The Bible can change your life. The Word of God is alive and exerts power. Hebrews 4:12. What can God's Word do for you? It can help you to understand God's purpose. It can help you to know what kind of person you are. It can help you to understand what God expects of you. God wants you to read, study, and love the Bible.